AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is pushing back against Republican critics as she faces questions from senators. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Jackson says her nearly 10 years as a federal judge show she's impartial.
I don't think that anyone can look at my record and say that it is pointing in one direction or another, that it is supporting one viewpoint or another.
With Republicans wondering whether her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson says she starts from a position of neutrality.
I am trying in every case to stay in my lane.
And trying to understand what those who wrote the law intended. She'll face questions from Chairman Dick Durbin's Senate Judiciary Panel all day.
This second day is known affectionately by a term of medieval justice known as the trial by ordeal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the war in Ukraine is unwinnable.
It is time to stop the fighting now and give peace a chance. It is time to end this absurd war.
Ukraine says it has retaken a strategically important suburb in Kyiv. Still, the defense ministry said Russian forces partially took over northwest suburbs, some of which have been under attack almost since Russia's military invaded almost a month ago. Meantime, the Russian siege in Mariupol continues. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been convicted of fraud and contempt of court and sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. In China, mud-stained wallets, bank cards, and official identity cards have been found, but no survivors among the 132 people on a China Eastern flight that crashed. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his Liberal Party has reached agreement with the opposition party to keep power until 2025. This is AP News. GM tried to avoid it, but is being required to recall some SUVs.
This is the GMC Terrain from model years 2010 through 2017. Safety regulators say the headlight beams can be too bright, reducing visibility for other drivers and increasing the risk of a crash. GM says it's had only one complaint from a customer about headlights shining into trees. GM doesn't have a fix yet. It says it's in the final stages of working something out, but doesn't know how long it will take until the repair is ready. The company plans to send owners letters beginning April 23rd. I'm Rita Foley.
The Fish and Wildlife Service wants to designate the northern long-eared bat as an endangered species. The population has plummeted since colonies infected with white nose syndrome fungus were spotted in New York caves in the mid-2000s. Bats are believed to give agriculture a $3 billion yearly boost by gobbling pests and pollinating some plants. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.